Welcome to The Profitable Way. I am your host, Robin Gooding, and this is a podcast for entrepreneurs looking to do good in the world while pursuing profits and living a rich life. I truly believe that the missing link to multi-passionate, heart-centered entrepreneurs is the intersection of a holistic strategy, an efficient back-end system, and the soul work that focuses on our inner world so that our outer world can flourish. My clients have quit the cubicle, moved overseas for the digital nomad life, more than doubled their income, and expanded their lives using my signature framework that integrates strategy, systems, and soul. If you're looking to clarify your strategy, structure and optimize your systems, and amplify your soul work, you are in the right place. I promise to relentlessly support you making money online, doing what you love, so that you can live your version of an epic and rich life. So many of us are so consumed by what is not working in our lives, in our business, in our health, in our relationships, in all the things. And it's leading to, one, real suffering, but two, resistance to get what we're actually really wanting to call in to our lives. And so that is what I want to talk to today with you. Thank you for being here. I so appreciate it. I have seen over and over and over again this experience of wanting something so badly and doing all the things and it not working, right? And specifically, I want to speak to what I've learned from embodying my feminine more and shifting away from the masculine way of doing things. What have I learned? And how can we apply that to get anything that we want in our life, in our business, in our health, in our relationships? What is that thing? I was reflecting about gratitude and how gratitude for me has really been this like massive gateway into shifting my perspective, shifting my mindset, shifting my energetic alignment with life and the things I want. And I dug a little bit deeper. I wanted to understand, why is gratitude so powerful? And from real experiences in my own life and in the life of people I work with, what about gratitude and the energy around gratitude actually propels me and other people forward in a massive way? What I've learned is that when I'm in my masculine and I'm really white knuckling things, right? Like I'm holding really tightly. And I think we've all grown up in the system of, you know, the quintessential American dream almost, like work as hard as you can, do all the things, and your success is inevitable. And while that is true for some people, it's obviously not true for everybody because we have very, very, very hardworking, dedicated people who are not where they want to be. And so I started to reflect on this white knuckling approach to life and business that I've always historically leaned on, right? And I started to reflect on the feminine and the feminine's invitation and what my embodied feminine and being in my embodied feminine has really taught me is that it is so powerful to be in energetic alignment, to ground into an anchor, to visualize my future, to be a magnet, to attract the thing that I want in my life, and white knuckling, being in my masculine, doing all the things on the checklist is actually not only not always the answer, but even if that's all I did, it's not enough. It's not enough. We have to have this beautiful synergy between the masculine doing and the feminine being. Now, we've grown up in this society, and why this matters, why I think this matters, is because we've grown up in the society and in this world where we've been taught that we need to like push really hard all the time. And when there's a problem, when there's something that's not working, we got to go harder at it, right? We got to like really push. And what that does is it makes that thing that we're not doing, the thing we're not getting, whether that's your next clients or a fully booked up business or your next level of income or the love of your life or the house you're dreaming of or the baby that you're yearning for, all of that, what it does is it gets us into an energy of resistance. We are just then so consumed by the thing that we don't have. We're just so consumed by it that our whole body is in that energy of lack and in that energy of just not like receiving what we want, right? And it puts us into a negative mind space. It puts us into scarcity and lack. It shifts our whole energetic alignment out of gratitude and into all the things that we don't have, which is not good for our body, for the way we feel in our life, how we wake up in the morning, how we approach what we're pursuing, whatever that is. And it creates actually a block. It creates a block to what we want in life. It creates this big barrier. Even though we think we're doing all the things we need to do to get what we want, we're actually creating a block. We are the problem. We are in the way of receiving what God, the universe, wants to give to us, what life wants to give to us. And gratitude is this amazing gift of shifting out of that and into this energy of reciprocity, this energy of receiving, this energy of being deeply embodied and grateful for what we have in our life, for what we are calling in as well. So what can we do? What can we do to get anything we want in life? What can we do to remove ourselves as the barrier, as sabotaging the dream, as sabotaging the business, as sabotaging the love? Is we just lean deeply, deeply into an embodied gratitude, and we focus so deeply on the things that are working in our life. We focus on what is working in our business. We focus on what is working in our relationships, right? And when we're so focused on what is working with the clients that we're working with, what is working with our finances, what is working with our body, with our self-image, what is working with our relationships, our intimate relationships, our professional relationships, our family relationships, what is working in our lives? And when we're fully embodying that energy, when we're fully deeply embodied and grounded and anchored into gratitude and real joy and real peace and love and inspiration in those areas, even if they're not perfect, even if there's really, really, really massive gaps, even if we're so far from where we ultimately want to be, if we can be in the energy of gratitude and deep embodied love and reverence for our life, for our business, for our health, for our body, for the people in our life, then that energy is going to magnetize more. It's going to magnetize more of that thing into your life, right? And so what I've learned is that instead of focusing on the fact that you're at like 5K months and you want to be at 10K months or 15K months, instead of being so consumed with what is not and in scarcity and lack around what you don't yet have, if you can shift to what is really working, to the fact that you do have 5K months, to the fact that you are working with your dream clients, the fact that your business is profitable in some level or that you are growing. And even if it means that you have to shift to another area of your life that's working really well, that's okay too. So if, say, your business is just like really, really booming, but then you're feeling like you're really lacking in terms of partnership or love, it's okay to still focus on the good in your life, in all the other areas of your life. And by being in that energy of like feeling blessed and deeply grateful and abundant and grateful for the abundance that is present in your life, there's going to be an overflow. And the overflow is not just going to flow into that one part of your life. It's going to flow into all the areas of your life. So if you're really, really thankful for your business and for your clients and for your finances, being in that energy of magnetizing and attracting more of that into your life is going to flow over into your love life if that's an area that you feel is lacking and that you're currently just so consumed by and you're so focused on, right? When we're so consumed by our problem and our worries, what we're doing is we're being propelled by fear, right? Fear is the guiding force there, not faith. And what we want to do is we really want to embody the faith that everything we want, everything we desire is already available to us. It's already happening. It's already within us. And we can speak that into existence from a place of deep embodied gratitude and rest in that. We don't have to be in our masculine of white knuckling. Now, I'm not saying that that's a permission slip to not take aligned action. Of course, we always, always, always need to be taking aligned action. We need to show up for ourselves and our dream and our desires, show the universe, show God that we're serious for what we want to call into our life. But we also don't need to white knuckle it and feel like we're fully in control of that. We can drop into our feminine. We can rest. We can surrender. We can trust. We can play. We can, and when I say trust, what that means is that actually when we're trusting, we're not so consumed by not working. We're trusting that it is working and we're in our abundance and our gratitude over here, deeply grateful for what is working, deeply grateful for the gifts in our lives, trusting that it's all working out for us. When we're so consumed by the problem and the lack, we're actually not trusting. Right? What we're doing is we're thinking that we have to white knuckle this outcome and we have to coerce. I often think about like Cinderella's slipper. It's like we're trying to put our foot in a shoe that's just not meant for us. If we could just rest and relax and take aligned action and be in that embodied energy of like deep love, gratitude, and celebration for what we do have, the slipper is going to choose us. It's going to find us. We're going to magnetize it to us. And it's just going to. Obviously, this is something that is, you know, it can be challenging because we have to unlearn all the ways of being in this world that most of us have been taught from when we were really little. But I wanted to speak to it because, you know, we say be grateful, like embody gratitude, find that balance between the masculine and the feminine. But what I've seen over and over and over and over again in my life is the practical, applicable ways that that is so essential to actually bringing forth what I want in life, right? Because when I'm, for example, I'm going to give a very specific example. I had this vision of living in the city of being able to look at water. I love water. Of having a view of water and mountains, of having enough space to have my friends and family and workshops and retreats and just like clients and people just hanging out in my home with me, doing life, doing business, all the things. I had this vision of so explicit, so many explicit things that I wanted. And even when I was not living in the city, even when I was living in an apartment that I did not want to be living in, even when we were in like a tiny space, even when I didn't know financially how things were going to work, even when I didn't know logistically how things were going to work with my husband's job, when all of that was happening, I wasn't so consumed in my misery or in my struggle of the current circumstances. I was really focused on my vision about what I wanted, what I was calling into my life. And I would literally visualize the house, the view, the neighborhood, the lifestyle, all the things that at the time, just honestly, on paper, just did not make sense as like realistic, which by now you probably know realistic is one of my least favorite words. Because we live in a universe of like infinite possibilities, right? But at the time, none of it on paper made sense, but I didn't I didn't embody the energy of like being in that misery and being in that struggle and like being so consumed by the things that weren't what I wanted and being in the place I did not want to be and having the lifestyle I did not want to lead. I was just so softened by the vision that I knew was unfolding for me. And I didn't need to know how. I didn't need to understand how it was all going to work. I just knew it was all going to work. And my job was just to be so immersed in that vision, so immersed in the like tiniest detail about what the house is going to look like and what the view is going to look like, what my day-to-day was going to look like, what my relationship was going to look like, what my daughter's experience in that place was going to look like, you know, just like fully just being so in that energy and already feeling deeply grateful for that thing before it even happened, before I even knew how it was going to happen, before my logical mind could even go, well, like, we don't know how that's going to happen. All I had to do was trust that it was happening and just be in that energy of deep gratitude for it. And in the energy of like trusting the process and softening into that, not white knuckling. And what ended up happening was that it was like a domino effect. Like things just started happening for that to be my reality. And right now, as I record this episode, and I'm not talking about like a 10-year process. I'm literally talking about like, I bought this house. I think the documents were signed a year ago. I wasn't even living in this house a year ago. Okay. So this is like recent history. And this is just one example of how this works in application. Right now, as I'm recording this episode, I am literally looking out the window at the lake, at the mountains, in the exact neighborhood that I envisioned, in a house very similar to what I envisioned, right? With absolutely enough rooms for me to have retreats and workshops and have friends and family stay, and for the home to be a blessing to people in my life. So it didn't. And it worked out in totally weird, different ways that I probably could not even have begun to logically predict, you know? And so that is why the how just does not need to be your concern right now. The what, the why, the feeling, the energy of already being there needs to be the focus. Excuse me. So what your job is to do, whether that's to get to 10K months, whether that's to grow your business, whether that's to heal your finances, whether that's to call in the relationship of your dreams, whether that is to find a home and afford and live in the city that you want to live in. What you have to do is stop being so consumed about what you don't have and what's not working in each of those areas, right? Not so consumed by the debt and like the lack of money that you've always had, or the broken relationships and the people you've always attracted into your life and the wounds there, or the fact that there's, you know, crazy property prices and there's just scarcity in the city that you want to buy in. All of that is consuming your energy and it's getting you into an energetic frequency that is not magnetic to what you're wanting to attract in your life. So your job is to focus on the vision, is to visualize exactly what you want, right? And to just be in that energy as if it already is, and to be really, really, really grateful for what is working in your life, for what is working in your finances, for what is working in your relationships, for what you have learned and what your path has been, and to shift your energy from being consumed by fear and worry and lack and scarcity and white knuckling, thinking that you're having to like, I mean, just the pressure and the heaviness and the burden of like that load that you have to do it all on your own. You can just lay that down and just rest and trust and allow yourself to receive the gifts from God, from the universe, from life that are meant for you, that you just need to remove yourself so that you can receive them. All right. Whatever you're struggling with, know that you're not alone. I can tell you so many times of my life where I've been on my knees crying, like wondering how things are going to work out. I shared a story on a podcast that I was a guest on, I guess last, like 2 weeks ago-ish. It's coming out next month, most likely. But when I broke up with an ex-boyfriend, I was just so heartbroken. I was just so devastated. And this literally helped me so much because instead of focusing on the heartache and the negativity and the lack and the scarcity, I shifted into the vision. I visualized who I wanted to be with. I visualized who I wanted to be in a relationship. I shifted my energy to gratitude and love and celebration and faith, faith and trust and ease. And I literally met my husband, like, I'm not even kidding, weeks later. Okay. There have been so many other examples, like big, big examples in my life that I, like literally my pregnancy with Isla, the house we currently live in, my relationship, my husband, my marriage, our journey overseas. I always wanted to live in Hawaii. That was something I always visualized and it happened. There's just been so many times in my life where things just don't make sense on paper. My logical mind can't like fathom how it's going to work. The masculine control and white knuckling and just like that energy has wanted to take over. And when I've just released that and dropped into my embodied feminine and grounded in the energy and the frequency and the faith of things, obviously while still showing up and taking aligned action, right? I'm saying this is not an opportunity to take your gas off, your foot off the gas completely. Like you need to show up, right? You need to do the thing. There has to be action, but it's the energy behind that action that really matters. And when I've done that, things have just worked for me. And, you know, recently I've been thinking about this a lot because it's easy for me to like want to drop into that like lack, fear, masculine control, white knuckling thing. And I constantly have to remind myself to come back into faith, to come back into gratitude, to come back into celebration and orient myself towards the vision and embody the gratitude, the love, and the faith that it is all working out. And so because I'm frequently doing that myself and I know that it works, I've seen it like in such tangible ways in my life, I wanted to share it with you so that you can get whatever you want in life. I truly, 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 truly believe that. Okay? Beautiful people, have the most amazing day. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. If you would like to go deeper with me on this, please connect with me on Instagram. I love to meet you in my DMs. Come say hi. And even if all you want to say is hi, that's totally fine. I will start the conversation and connect with you because I genuinely just love, love, love building relationships in this community. I'm grateful for you. Everything you want for yourself, I'm wishing for you too. And I truly, truly believe it is possible, it is inevitable, and the best is yet to come. Have an absolutely beautiful day. I'm Robin Gooding, and you've been listening to the Profitable Way podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at robin.gooding and join the Facebook community through the link in my Instagram bio. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe, rate, and review this episode so that I can continue to share this message with other entrepreneurs looking to pursue their dream online. I hope you'll join in next week for another episode, and I hope that you always remember that the best is yet to come.